Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Lined up for you today. We are going to be here for the next 3 hours, and in studio, one of our new reporters. He's not officially hired yet to move to Austin, Texas from North Carolina, but we're hoping that's going to be the case. I'd say that's about a 90% chance right now, but regardless, he'll end up being a correspondent for us. David Knight is going to be joining us to break down the energy takeover, the strategic deindustrialization of the United States. It's not a very sexy topic, but it's one of the most important we face as a society. He'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour. Then we're going to have open phones in the second hour, and then Holland van der Neuenhoff, who a few weeks ago sat in as a guest host, he's going to be joining us because he's a researcher into false flags and also one of the makers of a very important film exposing this current crew of the Justice Department for their operation in Oklahoma City in 95, and we're in grave danger of them staging more false flags, so that's coming up in the third hour. I rarely drop the ball really, really bad, and it's okay that we do. You know, I tend to get tunnel vision. A few weeks ago, yeah, we probably had 10 articles about it and videos posted, and I mentioned it probably 5-6 times, but I should have talked about Bohemian Grove more. While it was going on from July 15th to July 31st, with global leaders involved in all sorts of weird rituals and sexual activities. And the reason that's important is they're being blackmailed inside there. But that pales in significance because I didn't really drop the ball there. I just didn't, you know, score the touchdown with a lot of finesse because they were trying to pass the UN gun treaty and a bunch of other news, openly funding al-Qaeda in Syria. I get tunnel vision on certain subjects. One day I ranted for 2 hours about the police driving one of their dead comrades to his cemetery, driving the wrong direction and shutting down traffic in Austin for 5 hours. I just said, I bet that dead cop wouldn't want traffic shut down for 5 hours on major highways where nobody could get their kids out of school. But still, it was uncalled for. And I didn't even get any backlash for that. I just later realized I spent 2 hours of a 3-hour show worldwide ranting about that. I mean, I do that because there's no teleprompters. There's no producers telling me what to do. There's no program director. It's Alex Jones. What comes out of my mouth is what I'm really thinking. Months ago, I knew about and mentioned on air. I did it months ago, and I mentioned it last week. I think it was Wednesday. The crew remembers that. They think it was Wednesday or Thursday just to prove this. And I'm not tooting my horn. I'm actually kicking myself here. I said I have multiple IRS whistleblowers. And I was trying for the last few weeks to get one of them in the TV studio. We were going to have them in the dark and disguise their voice into an interview. And they checked their agreements and things and chickened out. Both of them did. And they were telling me, well, a lot of this is public knowledge, but hidden in plain view. Nobody really knows about it. They told me, look here, look there. And I did. And I tried to get one of my writers to do the report, but they're like, are you sure about this? And then I tried to get one of the whistleblowers to write it under a nom de plume, under a pen name. Wouldn't do it. And so now it broke Monday, Tuesday. Drudge blew it out big the last 2 days. And now it's in the Associated Press. And now the Solicitor General has released, the Inspector General has released the report of what I knew, let's be conservative, a month and a half ago. And again, here's the problem. We get classified stuff sent in here. We don't know if it's real or not. And if it says classified, we just delete it. Because you can get arrested for that type of stuff. We need stuff that's restricted, but public knowledge, or the government's committing crimes. I'm willing to expose it even if it's secret. Like a lot of the reports we've broken here. We've broken a lot of news. That's why they put out the disinfo meme that you can't trust InfoWars. You can trust stuff covering, you know, aliens and stuff. We're going to get into this, giving illegal aliens basically free taxpayer money on the other side of the IRS. Straight ahead. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's already Thursday, the 9th day of August, 2012. Coming up in studio in about 25 minutes, David Knight, InfoWars.com reporter is going to be joining us in studio. He filed a powerful report last night for the InfoWars Nightly News dealing with free speech zones, as we mentioned yesterday. Federal court has ruled you've only got a First Amendment in little special zones. So all the other rulings have said if you're not blocking traffic, everywhere is a free speech zone. Very draconian. A very, very dark day for the Republic. But that's not why he's going to be joining us. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to look at the energy shutdown system. They have sworn that they are going to shut down, the globalists have, our industry and all over the country. As the Secretary of Energy said last year, they're going to, quote, shut down massive numbers of coal-powered plants, including modern ones, that nothing comes out of them but water vapor and carbon dioxide. Very life-giving. But the media points cameras at the steam coming out, especially in cold weather, it says, look at the pollution. Just like they show a polar bear in an ice floe and say it's going to drown. Polar bears are the farthest land swimming animals they hunt on the ice floes, but they prey on ignorance. And so he's going to be joining us because it's water vapor and it's steam coming out. Just like when you exhale in cold weather, that is not toxic waste. That is carbon dioxide and other gases and water vapor hitting colder air. But even the New York Times says they want a tax on breathing. I saw driving out of my place this morning, a few doors down, I live out in the country, some energy audit trucks parked at the neighbor's house going in, because you basically get half off your air conditioners and things with people's tax money. It's not free. You're paying for it already. But the gangsters give you back some of your money. And they admit worldwide, they've already done this in Australia, England, and Canada, for a decade or so they have energy audits where you get discounts if you get it. And then soon it's just, hey, let me in. I'm going to energy audit you. And they raise the audit specs to the point of no one can comply. And that was actually in the carbon tax law Obama tried to pass 3 years ago, but it failed in Congress, so they're just going ahead with it anyways, illegally. And it said everyone will get yearly federal audits, and they will come in your house. And if within 1 week you haven't made the changes they say, your home is taken. No judge, no jury, the government takes it. I mean, this makes it makes the Soviets look tame. I mean, it is just flaming tyranny. But it's all done as cool and fun. And, hey, it's just an audit, but they call it an audit. Just like they, to condition you, just like they have all over the world, gun buyback programs. We'll pay you for those guns. And it's almost always old ladies who didn't like guns, their husband's in the nursing home or has died, and you see them handing over to cops $5,000 carved fine shotguns they bought, 60 years before for $500. You see them handing them over to cops whose eyes are the size of saucers, who always get caught down the road selling them out the back door of the police station. And I'm not for corruption, but who could blame them? I mean, you're not going to chop up a $5,000 shotgun because some old lady came and got a $50 coupon to Best Buy or to Chili's or a $100 coupon. It's usually $50 because she turned it in. I mean, it is madness. Madness going on. And that's done to condition everybody. They admit this. That's done to get you to accept it. They have raised the energy audits on cars in Austin, opting into federal regulations to the level of even the newest cars can't pass the inspections. You have to pay an extra little fine at inspection. And I remember over a decade ago, we have Access TV shows I did on this. They're online. Oh, they should be. Mike Hansen's got the tapes of the shows. I've got some of them, too. But the point is that we went down to, quote, Austin Air Force free inspections at the higher level. And I went down there and talked to the head guy. They call it Austin Air Force. It's a federally funded grant private group, the Austin Air Force. And I go, hey, you're planning to make this mandatory. This is just a condition, people. And he goes, yep, sure is, Alex. They're very proud of themselves. You have to understand this. This is all a big joke to them. Genetic engineering, toxic waste dumping. They're there to take your ranch and then 5 years later sell it to their buddies at pennies on the dollar and build shopping malls on it. Okay, this is gangsterism. This is lawlessness. Now, I'm going to get to that again at the bottom of the hour here now in about 16, 17 minutes. We're going to get into huge geopolitical news. It's all up at InfoWars.com, ThePrisonPlanet.com. I have big breaking news here in just a moment on the crime syndicate level. But the video we released yesterday and premiered here on the air is so important. Please get it out to your email, your Facebook, your Twitter. I'm going to ask them to send it out today in the InfoWars Insider free email. Full Spectrum Evil, Secrets of Global Domination. Very important, this video, and very well done. One of the most impressive videos we've ever put out. Aaron just gets more and more shockingly good with these high-def cameras with the film idea I came up with. So us working in collaboration is a powerful, dynamic duo. Full Spectrum Evil, Secrets of Global Domination, right there at InfoWars.com. A big story, rape victim traumatized by horrific TSA experience. Yeah, they've had former fighter pilot, airline pilots, remember 2 years ago, have to throw up or have to get so upset they had to leave. And they're like, oh, grow up. What's the big deal about have a man grab your genitals and squeeze them? Jesse Ventura's talked about it. Ron Paul's talked about it on this show. It hurts, folks. They check your testicles. They actually squeeze them. They actually squeeze them. Miss America described it as being lifted off the ground. They went in her pants and in her body with dirty gloves. And they're like, oh, it's no big deal. Really, folks? I have had doctor's checkups, and it's disturbing when a man does you know what to you. I mean, and you got to get a medical checkup every once in a while. It's disturbing when a doctor does it, and they don't enjoy it, obviously. It's part of their job. And it's about humiliation, and it's the type of people. It's the fact that if it's a medical person, they're professional, they're getting it done. With these people, they're enjoying it. I mean, I had a guy rubbing all over my chest because I just had to get on the plane. I wasn't going to make my stand that day. I kind of wanted to see what was going to happen. And, I mean, the smacking and the, oh, I listen to your radio show. And, I mean, you know, I mean, it was incredible. And again, this is this sacrament of worshiping government. That report is up there. And I told him, I'm going to sue you if you touch my genitals. And he didn't touch my testicles. And I'm sorry we got to talk about this on the show, but it's going on. Rape victim traumatized by horrific TSA experience. Yeah, people that have been raped, folks, it messes them up a lot of times for life just to have sex with their husband or their wife. I mean, this is a big deal. And that's why they've had fighter pilots and people who are now professional airline pilots who become physically ill, because they've never been put in this position in their life. I mean, even if that was their sexual preference, you know, to have a man rubbing on a man or a woman on a woman or whatever, or heterosexual. The fact that it's forced is horrible. Now, these people, they're sickos who like forcing things on people. Continuing, more than 100 million Americans on one form of welfare, another devastating article up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The dispossessed minority, Paul Craig Roberts writes about that. Federal court upholds free speech zone roundup. David Knight reports mentioned that. American families fight back against FDA raw milk Gestapo. Very important report with Rob Dew. British thought police again arrest a man for not smiling. We covered that yesterday, but it's just they're defending it. You must be disappeared if you don't smile. That's actually out of 1984. Abortionist calls the death, the abortion of children, ugly black babies, a service. So that is up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Now, that said, let me just stop. I sometimes drop the ball, and I don't like it when I do it. I get so focused on other issues, I don't get stories that we have. I don't vet them properly, so I never put them out. I mean, we vet things a lot more than mainstream media, and we sure vet it more than the trash, fake conspiracy internet stuff out there that just constantly makes up stuff that next week all the evil New World Order will be arrested or aliens will land. And then those very groups are always InfoWars is incredible because most of those are globalist operatives of the Cass Sunstein cognitive dissonance flavor. But it's got to be over a month. It's more like a month and a half. Well, it's actually more than that. It's more like a year. This whistleblower, one of them, the big one, first made contact, senior IRS, I'm not going to say any more than that, at the biggest IRS center in the country, here in Austin, Texas, has made contact with us, I say year and a half, time just flies, 3 years ago, now that I really think about it. And in the last month and a half, started giving us open source documents saying, look at this, look at that. I had another whistleblower through family get us info, because this is the big story. Actually, I have a bunch of breaking news here. And my writers are actually so good about wanting to obsess on everything being documented that we just never got this done. Because a lot of it's over the phone, and I'm like, well, why don't you come in? And I've met with one of the people before, family's met with the other, and it just never happened. And they just kept saying, well, I don't want to violate these agreements, even though I know this is illegal, even though I know I can be protected. We've tried to bring this to higher-ups in Congress, as we're supposed to do, through the whistleblower rules. It hasn't been done. And by the way, here's the breaking news, because I mentioned this last Wednesday on air. I said, I've got a big whistleblower. I've been procrastinating. It's huge. It deals with tax ID numbers, illegal aliens, and more. And it's finally in the Associated Press today. And I believe we fleshed this out last week. I believe like a covey of quail, we scared this out in the open. So, you know what? It's even better that it came out in mainstream, because it ended up having more credibility than dinosaur media covered it. Because if a tree falls in the woods and the Associated Press doesn't say it fell, you know, it didn't fall. But all the stuff, everything I was told by these people and told where to look, all came out in triplicate, but there's a bunch isn't public yet. So when we come back, look, I'm going to call these people today. You got to come in. Or we can do Skype with you in a dark room. We'll scramble your voice. I mean, you got to come on air. Just wait till I tell you this. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with the One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone and panther out alone, riders on the storm.
There's a killer on the road.
On the road.
His brain is squirming like a toad.
His brain is squirming like a toad.
Take a long holiday.
Take a long holiday.
Let your children play.
Let your children play.
Ma'am, if you give this man a ride.
If you give this man a ride, sweet mammal, he will die.
are back live, ladies and gentlemen. What a poet. Okay, let me just get into the news here for you right now. Over the last 3 years, because I'm right here in Austin, Texas, where the biggest IRS command base, I said four states, it's five states, is based. But also does auditing for much of the rest of the country for the private Federal Reserve that runs this country and has taken it over with its collaborators. Here's the news. There is the worst morale ever. This is from a senior person and a mid-level. I have two different ones that I've been trying to get on air. And I'm like, and they're always, well, look here. This is part of it. You know, they'll never tell me everything. And I'm like, but it's crimes you're saying being committed. And so you've got a responsibility. And they go, yeah, but we're supposed to report it through this supposed chain. And, of course, that's in the news right now. Report finds widespread fraud in taxpayer ID program. A literal tip of the iceberg. Billions in ID theft related tax fraud undetected by IRS. Oh, it's detected. They're told to hand them out. Just like they hire illegal aliens to build the fake wall. IRS keeps ignoring tax whistleblowers, the examiner. IRS staff were instructed to overlook fraud in applications for taxpayer IDs. IRS discouraged fraud detection and ID program. You heard me last week said I had a big IRS whistleblower, and this all came out of Austin. And I've talked to the people, I've talked to one of them. They are not the ones that told the Drudge Report and Examiner and others this information. That's now forced the Associated Press today and Reuters to come out with the news. IRS allowed bogus taxpayer IDs, watchdog report. IRS discouraged fraud detection and ID program. Associated Press, August 9th. That's today. You heard me last Wednesday. I said, oh, we got big IRS news, big whistleblower, because I was going to write the article this week. Well, I was begging them to do it under a pen name. And saying, please, will you just write it so I get it all right? And so I don't say something I'm not supposed to say. And they're like, I'll get it to you in a few days. Yeah. Fine. And yeah, I like the credit. I like to break big news. I like to expose globalists. I mean, I'm in it to win it. But I'm really just mad at myself for not getting it done. But let me give you the rest of the breaking news. There is a giant total collapse of morale and people openly saying we are committing crimes. This is pure evil. And Fast and Furious is being discussed. They realize now they've looked into the fact that they really work for the private Federal Reserve. We're going to get Joe Bannister, the former Treasury agent, in studio next week to break this down. He's coming through town because he saw this, you know, 15 years ago and went public, and they arrested him for exposing it. And he beat him in court with a jury trial. But, I mean, this is how dangerous this is. But they're all learning that the Federal Reserve took over. They're learning about the different commissions Ronald Reagan had, that all the money goes to offshore banks, none of it to run the country. This is all coming out now. And so I'm here in Austin, Texas. They're all listening to the show. In fact, they've been told, don't listen to my show on their lunch hour. So there's a bunch of stuff going on. I don't want to give away too much and get people in trouble. But I have a senior person, very senior, and another mid-level. And here's what's really happening. Now get ready for this. Over 5 million people a year, U.S. citizens, when the illegal aliens are given as many fake tax ID numbers as they can want, I was told about one house in Austin, Texas, one house with over $500,000, as an example, of these checks, these tax rebates being sent to them. And here's what's not in the Associated Press. They are linking up the fake tax ID numbers with real people's Social Security numbers. And then the IRS is coming after the real people and taking their bank accounts because of the illegals. I think I'm going to finish up with this when we come back. Then we're going to go to David Knight, who's going to be here in studio with us. You know what? I've got to write all this out. I even left my notes at home. I just realized this morning this is all broken.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract, 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live on this Thursday edition of InfoWars.com radio broadcast. I'll be back tonight hosting InfoWars Nightly News, and it's going to be jam-packed with some amazing guests. If you're not a viewer of the show, it is via subscription, 9+ years of our 17 years of work, archived at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're also streaming live video of this radio/TV show right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. There is a 15-day free trial there, and your support of PrisonPlanet.tv when you become a subscriber for $5.95 a month, that's the cost of 2 cups of coffee, makes this all possible. That's how we're hiring 6 new reporters, 7 new graphics people, launching the newspaper. So we have something physical to get around the internet kill switch. We're fighting at every level, doing the best job we can. And sure, our work is like dirty rags before God, but our hearts are right, and we're fighting the globalists as best we can. We need your help. We need your support today more than ever, because people are really starting to wake up, because the evil is coming out in the open. You know, when I see a report, and I'm just going to cover this more at the start of the next hour, where they admit, and where the U.S. Treasury inspector admits, and that's Tim Geithner, former head of the Federal Reserve New York branch that really runs the whole show, because I was saying last week, undoubtedly, this all broke in Austin, that, hey, I've got whistleblowers about illegal aliens being given tax ID numbers. I've got whistleblowers on a mutiny at the IRS. I've got stuff about the Russians and the Chinese governments, but mafias and the IRS controllers themselves. Upwards of 5 million Americans are having their identity stolen. And you notice Bank of America's released Social Security numbers. The Texas Comptroller released millions a few years ago. The IRS is doing it. They let the illegals get fake ones. They're real, but they're fake. They get them from the Social Security. That's really the Federal Reserve Administration. But what they're not telling you when it's not in the Associated Press, they're admitting the identity fraud, is that with these tax IDs, they're linking them up with Social Security numbers. And then the IRS comes back and says these are fraudulent tax refunds you've been asking for and child exemptions. We're freezing your bank account, and this is what's freaking out the IRS. They don't. A lot of the employees don't care. They're just mercenaries for the private Federal Reserve. They make excuses about meet the new boss, same as the old boss. What's freaking them out? I'm going to break this down next hour because there's so much I've been told that's now all coming out, and I just never codified it or did a report on it. Is that they're freaking out because they're even having family members, cousins, aunts, uncles, parents, children who are having their identity stolen. The IRS is then a year or two later seizing their bank account, their credit's ruined, and they're even taking their houses. And over 70% of the people they're going after now are retirees, and they're taking their homes based on fraud. And it's not just that. The fraud is so widespread. Well, it's kind of like it came out last year in Bloomberg that for, what is it, since 1999, 13 years, all of the veterans, when they die from World War II right through to now, they're supposed to get a death benefit, especially if they've paid into it as life insurance. It's just taken. No one gets in trouble. Fast and furious, all of this criminality is just rampant. And it's now reached a point. And this is when society starts collapsing into authoritarianism, because people are going to be homeless or they're going to be driven onto welfare, which is what the globalists want. They bankrupt you. They make it impossible to operate in this society. They pay with your tax money to ship your jobs overseas. They harass you with regulations. They increase your power prices, the regulations. They go after the family farms. They shut down the swap meets. They make it illegal to use cash in secondhand transactions in multiple states. They start shutting down backyard and front yard gardens. They start saying you can't have dust on the family farm or hay dust. They throw this bureaucratic goo at us, this red tape. And half of Congress doesn't pay the taxes. All the big globalists are exempt. They're involved in insider trading. It's lawlessness. And they're going to raise taxes on all of us that actually work still, that can hang on, who are smart enough to be able to operate in what's left of the free market, the entrepreneurs, where we're being told, you didn't build that, just like Lenin did to the kulaks and others before they took their property, and Stalin. I mean, hey, you didn't build that, we're taking it. Chavez says that. I mean, these are dangerous criminals. And the IRS, their employees are all freaking out. And a lot of them are just refusing to do it now. That's why they're trying to go to an automated system and just no due process, start taking stuff out of your account. Because let me explain. Well, I'll break it down next hour. We're joined in studio talking about massive scams by David Knight. He's a media fellow at the American Tradition Institute. That sounds evil. And a video producer and entrepreneur with Senate Film Media. And he's very close to being a reporter. You saw him last night down here. And he wants to come to Austin. We want him to be here. And so it's a very good chance you'll see him here in the next 2 or 3 months. He'll be down here. We've got 6 reporters that all want to come. We're lining up the final layout to try to get everybody here, get it all set up, and go to the next level. And it's all because of you supporting the InfoWar, ladies and gentlemen. And he has been on the cutting edge of researching the siege against the West. The globalists, very simply, can come in, give exemptions to their power plants, shut down city-owned or other privately owned power plants that are totally clean, even let the old plants that are dirty operate if they're owned by General Electric or maintained by them. GE and others will come to you who've been given waivers by Obama and say, let us go ahead and take over operations. You can stay open. And so we've seen the last decade a doubling roughly in prices. They admit that. We're talking about another doubling over the next 3 years. We're talking about $3 billion extra for a handful of globalist power companies, just like Enron. They came up with this in 2000. They would make billions a day sometimes in California. They would just turn the power off. And they said, if we do that, the memos came out in court, that creates a perception of scarcity, artificial scarcity, and we could jack up prices. Sometimes they would make multi-billions a day doing this on the West Coast. This is the new system. But our mayor says we can't have a referendum because he's God, and he says that that's just the way it is for the earth. No, nothing to do with the earth. Congress, by the way, said no to this. They don't care. And it's happening where he lives in North Carolina. David Knight, you've got the floor to break down this in a report. It's not just happening in Austin. It's not just happening in the U.S. It's happening from Australia to Canada. They promised a post-industrial world. They're going to charge us a lot more for a lot less. Total insider mafia crony monopoly system. Tell us about it.
Well, yeah, things are going up in price even as we have less electricity being used in North Carolina. We just had Duke Power's stock prices just went up because even though we've had having a mild summer there, their actual profits went up because they're charging people more. And what they've had happen is they had two of the largest utility companies in the country merged in July. And so now they've got the largest public utility company in the country. And one of the things that was a condition was that they've got Duke Power has a very controversial CEO who has been very involved in politics. He gave a $10 million line of credit to the Democrats for their national convention in Charlotte. And so it was a condition that he was not going to be the head of the new merged entity. And after 20 minutes, he fired the other guy, Johnson, who was head of Progress Energy, and they kind of, put in a coup there. And the guy got paid $44 million for 20 minutes of work, plus a $10 million severance pay. And that's the kind of things that we're seeing in our power, that's coming through there. We've also
because who wants to compete and try to give more power to America? China can have three new plants a week. We can have none a year, shut down hundreds. I mean, it's bank robbery by another means. Shut down the other power plants, charge more for yours. It's very simple.
Right. Yeah, they're shutting down a third of the coal power plants. And a lot of them that were scheduled to shut down next year, they're accelerating that. So they're going to be shut down as of October the 1st.
Hope everyone enjoys it.
Yeah, yeah. And what they're doing is they say they're going to replace the capacity, but they're replacing it with very expensive kind of boutique power schemes.
Scams. Little
exactly.
Little payoffs to the locals. The mayor's cousin gets to have a biofuel thing. It's really a wood-burning system.
Well, you got one of the most profitable companies in the country. Apple Computer was paid a huge subsidy to relocate their server farm to North Carolina. And now they're going to create the largest fuel cell, private fuel cell. Well, it's the largest public or private energy production. Now, they're going to sell that back into the grid. And so the ratepayers are going to be paying for that.
They make you pay for their super expensive energy and make you pay with tax money to build it.
Right.
I mean, Al Gore, what a piece of trash.
Yeah. It's green PR for Apple. They look good because they're doing this new.
Meanwhile, they have to put suicide nets up around their factories because they're the most greedy company in China.
Right, right.
Just absolute murdering criminals.
Well, what's driving all this is renewable energy mandates, and it's something that 30 states have. And it says they've got to have a certain percentage of their power produced by renewable sources. Okay, so it'd be things like wind farms and solar and that sort of thing. But those power sources aren't there for the grid. In other words, if you want to use solar.
Well, they bankrupted Spain.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. If you want to use solar, for your own purpose or wind power, that's fine. It's going to be a little bit more expensive, but you're off the grid and you've got a way to back.
And you don't lose power transmitting at far distances.
Right, right, exactly. I did a video for American Tradition Institute, and in that, we showed how when they use it in the grid, it's going to fluctuate just like you got a car in traffic. Okay, so they're going to have to back it up with a coal power plant, and that coal power plant is going to be going up and down, and it's just like you use more fuel if you're going you're starting and stopping in traffic. The same thing happens with a power.
And it's not just that it doesn't work good; they know that it's a seizure of power, and the cover is all this cobbled together junk.
Right, right. It's a veneer. It looks good that they've got that. But they can't actually produce effective power with it. Even in Ireland, they thought if they spread the wind farms out over a larger area that it would kind of, you know.
Well, they're giant, ugly eyesores that kill the birds, and they don't work.
Yeah.
And the amount of energy going into building them is a giant ripoff. It's just about these control freaks running everything.
Right. But even when they spread the wind farm out over the whole coast of Ireland, they still couldn't get steady state output. All they got was higher peaks and deeper troughs, you know.
But Ceausescu in Romania, it turned out he could have had power for the country, but he enjoyed having his own private city palace, always having light and no one else having it. It's like North Korea. This is a tool of control.
Yeah.
In fact, they say in Austin, the government district will always have power, but they say get used to power outages.
Yeah.
This is just the way it is.
Well, it's part of the Agenda 21 thing because, you know, the economy is, as well as life expectancy, is really based on the supply of cheap, affordable energy.
And our life expectancy is going down. Mission accomplished.
Yes. And if they take that away, that's really going to destroy everything.
Well, run over those notes you've got. You're an expert on this.
Well, basically, I was just going to say, you know, Rogers has been, you know, he gave this line of credit to the Democrats for their convention. And, you know, made a big point of the fact that it wasn't actually donated by Duke Power. But, you know, the line of credit is going to them as this merger is being put through, right? And he's also one of the biggest proponents of carbon credits, you know, cap and trade and that sort of thing. So he knows that he's going to make a lot of money out of that. And, you know, it's really a scam.
And they lie and say, we've got to get rid of the carbon because, explain people, the new coal plants, nothing comes out. They have aircraft that fly, or they have sensors on them. You get huge fines if anything comes out, like sulfur. All that's coming out after the scrubbers is water vapor and carbon dioxide. They know that. It's good for the environment.
Right.
And they've got these idiots dancing around saying, boost my power prices. Austerity is good for the earth.
Yeah, yeah. Well, in this area, Progress Energy, which has now been subsumed into Duke, they're one of the largest, if not the largest, running nuclear power. So they're going to a lot of nuclear. And we've got a nuclear power plant not too far from where we live. And you see the smoke plume going up. And it is just water vapor. But, you know, hopefully it's just water vapor. Hopefully there's nothing else in there. But, you know, after looking at Fukushima and looking at the cost down the road of decommissioning these plants, because they can only run for a couple of decades, and then they got to decommission them. And you've got to store that stuff.
But they don't now. They just keep running until they rot and blow up.
Right, right. And so, you know, you've got that safety issue now that we've seen, and we're all aware of now after Fukushima. And then,
yeah, we've got to have radiation because carbon dioxide plants breathe is evil, because Al Gore the pig runs a company with Obama and the Rothschilds where you've got to pay him money for it.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. There's not any global warming that's going on. And if you look at the ClimateGate reports, I mean, there was like 1,000 emails leaked, and then just last year there was another 5,000 leaked. And these guys are conspiring to tell people lies. You know, it's very clear.
Well, they do stuff like stick thermometers they got caught on tarmacs and the street or rooftops where it's 10 degrees higher.
Yeah, exactly. What they've done to put these, you know, Apple has put in the this gigantic solar power area, and they're also going to put in this fuel cell area, and they have slashed and burned tremendous amounts of forest, you know, to put this in. So,
oh, well, there's nothing hogging more power than those servers.
Yeah.
I said we put a tax on them.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So,
go over some more of your notes. I mean, I'm ranting here. This is just incredible to have our mayor in Austin say you're not going to have a referendum and we're going to shut down the third city-owned power plant. And, yeah, it's going to increase your prices again. Suck on it. And just annihilate people on fixed incomes. My grandmother, half the time I go over there, has the windows open. It's 100 degrees inside. And she won't do it because the power bill's too high.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one of the things that they're pushing, even more so than carbon dioxide and reducing greenhouse gases, one of the most effective things that they've had is to measure particulate matter. And they just had an experiment in real close to where we live in Chapel Hill, UNC. And what they did was they did tests on human beings, exposing them to stuff. Now, you've had the director of the EPA, Lisa Jackson, testify before Congress and said that particulate matter is responsible for killing as many people as cancer. Now, that's ridiculous. That's just a bold-faced lie, okay? But they clearly don't believe it, or if they do, they're acting like Nazi doctors, because what they did was they took at least 40 people and they exposed them to levels that were anywhere from 25 to 70 times what they said were safe levels. You don't experiment on people like that.
It's illegal.
Yeah, you don't experiment. It violates ethical codes.
But expanding, they've put out in Texas, because the main jet stream that comes out of China dumps right over Texas for whatever reason. There's no controls on those. It's Chinese particula, but then they blame locals for the toxic waste dumping in on us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You never hear Al Gore telling China to clean up their power plants.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And clearly, you know, this all came in, this stuff about the EPA experiments, that all came in about the time, you remember about a year ago, they were talking about regulating the dust on farms. You know,
hay dust.
Yeah. Everybody got upset about that. And then the EPA, enough people kicked back on it that the EPA said, no, we'd never intended to regulate dust on farms. But at the same time, they were trying to find, they were working really hard. They had one person who already had a physical congenital problem with her heart, and she had an issue. She had an episode. And so they wrote a paper on that. A fellow named Steve Malloy, who has a website called junkscience.com, he noticed that, and he started digging and running Freedom of Information requests on it. And he found out that there were 41 people that they'd actually done that with, and he thinks it may be as many as 150, but he's having to try to pull that information out.
Yeah, you need to get a hold of him and do a report on that for InfoWars Nightly News. Let's come back and talk about some other... Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, a book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
We are breaking down the takeover of our society We're going to have open phones in the second hour that's coming up. Holland van der Neuenhoff dealing with false flag terror attacks. And this current Justice Department is going to be joining us as well. And we'll have open phones then in the third hour today. I will get more into what IRS whistleblowers are telling me coming up. But going back to David Knight, David, you know, I mean, people talk about how the globalists want to destroy free societies. They want to bankrupt people. I mean, clearly that's what's happening here right now. We have seen the power double in the last 10 years since they shut down two of the city-run plants. Now they're shutting down the third, and they just say that's the way it is. And this is all over the country this is happening, and there's nothing coming out of them, but they show school kids, look at the dirty smoke, and it's water vapor. But then they tell them reactors are good, and it's literally just a giant ripoff. They say they don't want us to have energy. They say we have too much industry because the globalists have all invested in China. They know they're just making their investment go up. See, because they control this society, they make profits when they shut us down. Plus, we've been a free society. They want to bring us to our knees.
Well, if you look at where these renewable energy mandates are in the 30 states where they have them, where they've been in place for a while, the electricity is about double what it is in places that don't have those mandates. And the problem is that, you know, people look at wind power and they think, oh, wind, that's clean and free. It's, I mean, you're just capturing it, right? Well, you know, coal is free, but you got to get it out of the ground. You got to build a plant to process it, you know, and you got to be able to distribute it. Same thing is true of wind. You've got to have a way to harness that. And the wind turbines are very expensive. They don't last forever. You know, they wear out fairly quickly. So, you know, there is a huge expense. And actually, it's more expensive than coal is to do, or some of the fossil fuels. But again, it really goes back to this agenda with the carbon credits and the CO2 gases is what they're selling, you know, the global warming.
Well, also, I hear people go, oh, you must work for the oil companies, Alex. No. A lot of the big oil companies don't like coal because they compete with it, and coal is broken up into a bunch of companies. It's not a big monopoly. That's why it's so cheap. It's everywhere. They all want it shut down. The system wants it shut down because it has powered the Industrial Revolution. They take the coke that's left after the coal's burned. They put it into the steel. I mean, it is a magic thing, and we've got enough to run this country. I've seen statistics of thousands of years. I mean, how much of this stuff is it?
Well, there's more coal here than there is in oil in the Middle East, and that's not even including things like the oil shale, which is the fields up in Canada that they're trying
to. Remember Clinton blocking the clean burning coal in the late 90s, that one big deposit in Utah? The only other deposit was in China?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, they talk about how this coal that they're trying to get from the fields in Canada through the Keystone XL project, you know, they're trying to get approval to run a pipeline down the refineries. And if they don't do it, that stuff is still going to be sold to China. So if we don't refine it in America and make American jobs, it's still going to go to China. Chinese, because everything there is controlled by the government, they're not nearly as concerned about doing things cleanly as we are here in the U.S., right? So either way, it's going to, you know, if they say it's going to cut down global warming, it's not going, you know, it's not going to cut down.
They have major rivers catch on fire. But again, it's not even about the environment. It is a cold-blooded takeover.
Oh, exactly.
What are these average environmentalists going to think as they see their power prices go up and up?
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of them are real earth-firsters, you know, real Luddites. You know, they want to see everything go down. They want to see population reduction. They want to see us go back to a pre-industrial society. That's really part of the Agenda 21 agenda, you know.
Yeah, until they grow up and then try to have their firstborn and the child dies because mommy's been taking vaccines. Then when the death hits your doorstep, you'll wish you'd have stood up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.